This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Got some NFL news this morning, last night, whenever you saw it. But George Pickens is headed to Dallas. The Pittsburgh Steelers have made a trade to send George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. A couple draft picks coming back their way. We'll get into a bunch of other NFL stories as well. Abe found this wild list of college football coaches. I don't know who ranked them, but he said it was really bad. So we're going to go through that and talk about just how bad it is, among some other college football news and notes at 12:20 as well. And we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up an hour.
Yeah, you remember when that Arizona hockey team that got locked out of the building and everything, they had to move to Utah?
Yeah,
They just found their name. They're called the Utah Mammoth.
Okay.
I like that name.
Because they played this year.
Yeah.
And were just called like the Utah Hockey Club.
Yes, but their official
mascot. Utah Mammoth.
Their official mascot is the Mammoth.
I remember because Yetis was on the table, like the Utah Yetis. But God. Company said, "We know you don't do that. Like, that's us."
I don't think so.
I thought that's a great name.
No, it's not.
You don't like Utah Yetis?
Who wants to be called a Yeti?
What's wrong with a Yeti?
Yetis are great. But if I'm on a team, I don't want that to be my mascot.
Why not?
Nah. Because I would think, usually, I mean, I have a Yeti cooler and everything like that. But I only think of Yetis is like hot chicks sitting on them.
Oh.
That's not it. Because that was the first time I was introduced to a Yeti.
When I think of the term Yeti, I guess cooler, but it's like a Bigfoot. Like a Yeti is a, it's not, we weren't naming them after the coolers. That's. They're a Yeti before they were called the Yeti Coolers. Yeti is another name for like a Sasquatch, abominable snowman, something like that.
Never in my life knew that.
Oh, really? Yeah, never. That's what the term comes from.
Yeah,
they weren't going to name them after the coolers.
Yeah, never knew that. Never ever knew that.
I understand why you thought that was such a dumb name now.
Yeah, now I understand why it was a dumbass name.
No. It's like the Utah abominable snowman.
But
Utah Yetis would have been a badass name.
Oh, I did not know that.
And then you have like a big white Sasquatch.
Hell yeah.
But the cooler company was like, nah,
okay,
that's us.
Now I get it.
But then they could have just had like a partnership, like a natural partnership. Nah. That would have been a good do hockey teams do jersey sponsors? Everybody does jersey sponsors now.
But if I'm the Yeti cooler people, I'm like that too. Nah. Huh. Nah. Because like, what am I getting out of it? Because you're using the name Yeti, but you're not using us Yeti.
Yeah, I don't ever understand how that works.
Yeah, but
like,
Yeti came way before the cooler.
Was just like the it's like the Dale Earnhardt Jr. Lamar Jackson arguing over the number 8. It's like
font.
I don't know how we can claim stuff like that.
Yes,
like it's a word.
Eight's
you know
around.
What I mean?
Eight's been around.
That's a number.
Yeah,
like
8's been around.
Lily's going to be 8 in a couple of years. Do I have to pay Lamar?
Depends on what your cake looks like.
Because Dale Jr. was 8 first. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but wasn't Steve 8 before him?
Steve Young was 8 before that, and I'm sure there's been a lot of 8s before that too. Lily's just going to, she's going to be 7 for 2 years and then 9.
Yeah.
You know how some buildings don't have 13th floors?
Yes.
Because of superstition?
Which is still the weirdest thing to me.
It is.
I saw this funny ass reel, and I thought, because I know my children did it, and I can see your baby girl doing this, is like when it's something that you're supposed to be in under, and you're maybe like, say like 5 under, your child is 6. But you're like, oh, no, they're five. And they come up, no, I'm not, mommy. I'm five. Mm-hmm. I'm six.
100%.
Will you shut your Yeah. And so I just saw that. First of all, I thought about you. I was like, Lily, that's going to be Lily's right there.
Yeah.
Lily, y'all going to be paying like full price, no time.
Yeah, because she'll even like if it's like for five and over or whatever it is now, she's very quick to say she's almost five.
Oh.
I'm about to, and she calls it whole-handed because,
uh-huh.
you know, all fingers. She says, I'm about to be whole-handed.
Right.
And that's everything is that now.
Right.
Like if something's going to happen, she's like, yeah, we'll do that when I'm whole-handed. We have a weird, for whatever reason, we've watched the movie Cars 3.
A million times.
But we've never finished it. Like, it's just like, whatever, you watch the first 20 minutes, you move on, or whatever, she gets bored, she wants to do something else. I don't know how the movie ends.
You know how Cars ends?
I know how Cars 1 ends.
Okay.
And I know how Cars 2 ends.
Right.
I don't know what happens at the end of Cars 3. And I like the movie, but every time I'm like, hey, let's finish Cars, she's like, let's wait till I'm whole-handed. And
really?
I'm like, all right.
I've only seen one Cars. I've seen that one a million times.
The end of Cars 3 one of these days.
Why don't you?
I just want to know what happens. Like, does Lightning McQueen regain his glory? Does that lady that was his trainer, does she take over? Like, is she going to win?
You are so in-depth in this, though.
I really like one of the great things about this era of Disney, Pixar, whatever, is the movies are awesome. Like I have no problem sitting there and watching, like, you know, Encanto or whatever. That's a good movie. Yeah. Like, it's better than half the movies I watch on my own.
Thank God my babies are not into that. But I can't do no more, like, nursery rhymes and same song over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it. But for some reason, he's three, and all he wants to do is look at it. Mm. You ain't got to turn the volume on. You got to turn the volume because he knows all the damn words.
You know what she's into right now, which is very – I don't even know how to explain how this happened, but there's like a type of song that's like a sea shanty, like a sea song, like sailors would sing.
Okay.
Like yo ho ho and a bottle of rum or something like that. Or what do you do with a drunken sailor? That kind of stuff. There's an artist that sings songs like that, and she loves it.
Hell yeah.
Like she just wants to listen to boat songs. Like there's a whole album called The Wellerman, and it's all about sea shanties and whatever, and that's all she wants to listen to. Like we walked to Food Truck Tuesdays yesterday, and it was like a mile and a half walk, and I brought my JBL speaker. She was like, "Let's listen to boat music."
Yeah,
and I was like, aloud?" She's like, "Yeah, turn it up." So we were walking down the road, just singing along.
Dude,
it was pretty.
Y'all walked in that food truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the same food truck place, right?
It's on Atlanta Road. It's
y'all walk from your house all the way down there.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Gotta get those steps in.
I remember, Andy, they first started it. And I don't know what happened. Somehow Donna got somebody, because that's when we lived over there. Somebody told Donna about it. And me and her and Samson and I think Kai, we had went. They were still babies.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was real cool and everything. And somehow it got on like Facebook. And it just got poof.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
Like, you could barely freaking move with so many people.
You got to get there at 5.
It was so many freaking people there.
When the food trucks open their window, you got to get there. Because if you were waiting till like 6:15,
yeah,
you're going to be waiting 20 minutes.
Dude, I was like, are you sick? I'm serious. It was really chilled, everything. And then, like, Facebook Messenger got a hold of it. Just like Facebook get hold of everything. I don't care. I said it. And it was just people every freaking word. Because that church, remember, we used to try to park in that church back there.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, you got to park in a neighborhood all the way in the back.
I got to cut the line on all the food trucks, though. Smyrna Golf Champ. They were like, oh, the Smyrna Golf Champ's here. Let him go. No, it's not. No one knows that.
No. My thing, again, I said it's just, outside of your wife and kids, nobody spends much time with you as me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know me, I notice everything. You've been real golfy since you won that damn that little championship.
Well, okay,
the championship.
Yeah.
You've been real golfy.
What does that mean?
All right, you've been wearing all your golf gear the last 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the last 3 days,
I have a business, business meeting.
You've been real
today.
Golfy.
Well, I'm a golf champion.
Yeah, exactly. you've been real golfy.
I'm the golf
last
champion of Smyrna. So,
all of Smyrna?
Yeah, the whole city of Smyrna. I'm the golf champion of it. Actually, I didn't win the championship flight. I won the first flight. So there's a couple guys that played better than me, but who cares about those guys? Those guys are probably pros or something. I don't know what they are.
We don't
probably
know them.
PEDs. They're probably using steroids.
We don't know them.
Yeah. No, I got a little golf meeting after the show.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you've been real golfy.
Well, now that I'm a golf champion, like all these golf companies have inundated our sales staff with business opportunities.
Okay.
So, you know, I gotta go. Gotta take calls.
I ain't mad at you. That way. Yeah, I thought you'd be real golfy.
I've always been real golfy.
No. We've been together a long time. You never been this golfy.
Besides the fact that I'm wearing a polo shirt today. And the vest.
Yeah.
But it's raining outside.
Exactly.
But like, what else have I done that's golfy besides that?
That's all you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm used. I'm used to Atlanta Braves t-shirts, Washington t-shirt.
I had a Washington shirt on yesterday.
Yes, but it's real golfy. It's real golfy.
I guess it was a half zip.
Yeah, it's real golfy.
Or a quarter zip. I don't know. Half zip, quarter zip.
When are you getting the key?
Well, soon, probably. Yeah, I assume at some point at the city hall, they will have a key ceremony for me and maybe name a street after me or something like that. I'm not sure.
Do you want it street, drive, or is it Andy Bunker Boulevard?
Bunker Boulevard. Yeah. I think you got to go with the alliteration on that one. Or maybe like a random one, you know, like a terrace, you know, or a circle.
Parkway?
Or something like that. Bunker Parkway.
No.
Yeah. I think that's
Boulevard.
Boulevard's good. Yeah. I'm not anti-Boulevard.
But Boulevard, you think more of like hookers.
So you think when you think Boulevard?
Yeah.
It's hookers?
Yeah.
Hookers. What's like, but classy hookers.
Yeah, classy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got matching tops.
Like avenues. Avenues, that's for kind of,
yeah.
That's trashy.
Yeah.
But Boulevard hookers, those are the classy ones.
Yeah.
So Bunker Boulevard is where you find yourself a classy hooker. All right. There's really no natural transition to anything other than that. But there was one very fun to watch basketball game last night. There was one very unfun game to watch last night. And I don't know what the Minnesota Timberwolves were doing. I don't know how you come out flat after their great first-round performance against the Lakers. You would have thought that they would have the same type of advantage over the Warriors in terms of size. Now, credit to the Warriors. The Warriors' defense has been insane.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's sometimes when you listen to people explain the ins and outs, X's and O's of it, this is different how they guard you than how the Lakers guard you. And Minnesota wasn't ready for that. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, but I think the most important thing about yesterday was that Ant-Man wasn't Ant-Man.
Something was weird.
But that was
weird in the first half.
It could have been how they were defending him or whatever, but he was getting to his spots.
Mm-hmm.
He's just missing,
mm-hmm.
You know? And so, then you think at it, Steph was hot. And then he goes down and you saw, uh-oh. Because when I saw, I think I was still watching when they were talking about Steph Curry when I returned because of a hamstring, like, uh-oh, this is about to get ugly quick. But yet, they still got a guy that can still control games.
Yep.
And talking about Jimmy Butler, he can control, he had 20 points, mm-hmm. but it was how he got the 20 and how he controlled the game. But still, Minnesota just never was into it.
No. I mean, Steph went out, they were down 10, right? Minnesota was down 10. Midway through the third quarter, they're down 23.
Yeah.
Like, they extended the lead over the course of the next 15 minutes in a way that you wouldn't have expected. And a lot of that had to do with the defense that they play. And, like, look, obviously, you want Steph on the floor as much as possible, and Steph needs to be healthy in order for them to win this series. But in the short term, and something that Minnesota wasn't expecting, when you don't have Steph and you got to go with Gary Payton, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler. Like,
That's a hell of a defensive
of a defensive unit.
Yes.
The other thing is, and credit to Steve Kerr for doing this, because we saw J.J. Redick not do it. Like, Jonathan Kuminga hasn't played and was told he wasn't going to play. Mm-hmm. We played last night. Played 13 minutes, played pretty good, too, mm-hmm. actually. And they're going to need him in this series.
Especially if Steph can't go.
Yeah. So, look, I don't know what happened exactly. I don't know why we got here with Jonathan Kuminga, but he played 13 important minutes last night. Kayvon Looney played 14 important minutes last night. Like, and I know they're like, Kuminga's not like a huge player, but they need that kind of size and athleticism to beat Minnesota.
But I think when you look at how they won. Also, Dre played one of his best offensive games you'll see. But I mean, still cope with the defense. But the guys who we talk about on Minnesota, obviously Ant-Man's a guy, but Naz Reid, those dudes like that, like they got to.
He played good.
They got to do their thing, but that's with Ant-Man, mm-hmm. you know. And so I just thought that, and you mentioned it, that the Golden State defense is just a lot different than the Lakers defense. They're a lot more athletic.
Yes.
They're a lot, you know, more
perimeter
oriented defensively, and that's how Minnesota. I know they got Rudy Gobert big ass in there, but they're an outside in team. Mm-hmm. And then when you're going against a defense that plays well on the outside part of it, that's why I was like, "Hey, get inside."
Yeah, you got to go to the rim.
You got to go. Yeah, you got to go to the rim. That was and I know Charles Barkley. He said it last night, meaning how good he's become a 3-point shooter. He starts relying on it too much.
Yeah,
like this dude,
100%.
This dude can get anywhere on the court.
We've been talking about that
everybody.
For months,
dude. Get to the wreck.
And I like it in the regular season because I think it keeps him healthier. Like, I don't need Anthony Edwards going to the rim 25 times a night, 82 games a year.
Right.
Like, lead the NBA in threes because you can. Like, that's a cool thing just to be able to decide you're going to do and then do.
Right.
But in games like last night, like, the best way for you to put pressure on Golden State's defense is to be the physical presence that you are. Like, obviously, if you get a pass on the perimeter in good rotational ball movement and you're open, shoot it. Like, right. You got to shoot an open three.
Right.
But if you're dancing on the perimeter ISO and you're trying to shoot a three, that's a win for Golden State's defense. Because you get to the rim, you're probably going to finish anyway because you're stronger than everybody. You're probably going to foul them. So over the course of time, they're going to get in foul trouble. Not to mention, like, and call me a traditionalist. Anthony Edwards dunking on somebody is a lot more exciting than Anthony Edwards hitting a three on somebody.
Damn right it is.
And you get the team energized when he does it.
And you get that arena. Because even the arena was
everything
flat.
Was weird.
Everything about
everything was weird last night. Now, again, he came back, scored 22 points in the second half, went to the rim, played really well, had 14 rebounds. He looked like his normal self in the second half. Whatever their game plan was, and then the coach talked about it afterwards, too. I've seen some headlines saying that Chris Finch called him out. You got to listen to the question. The reporter asked Chris Finch, like, what do you say to him going into game two? And he's like, well, I'm not going to say anything to him. Like, he's Anthony Edwards. Yeah. Like, you're the guy.
Oh, my God. He called him out. Ant-Man wants out of Minnesota.
He didn't call him out. He said the right thing. But he's right. Like, Anthony Edwards sets the tone for the team.
And he knows this.
Yeah, exactly.
And he knows this. You know. But,
oh, my God. Chris Finch called him to the carpet.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Georgia Lottery are teaming up to give you a chance to win lower-level tickets to Atlanta United's home match against Philadelphia Union on May 17th. Just go to 92.9thegame.com, click on the contest page, and register for your chance to win. If you win, you'll also get a gift box, all courtesy of the Georgia Lottery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So register now at 92.9thegame.com. I always like when I read them for the first time on the air, and we all get to be excited and surprised together. All right, we'll come back with an NFL No Huddle. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.